Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, Brecky family, he's up and about this week. He's been dishing out some beautiful beefs there, Gregory. But right, you're off the long run. Who's going to cop it today, mate?
Well, as we know, big news story this week has been the car that's been left at the airport with number plates COVID-19.
That's
now, no one's put their hand up, claimed it. Everyone's been not only news here in Adelaide, but it's gone global, as you say, Jars. Gone global.
That's it, Bern.
I just thought to myself, it got me thinking about these personalised number plates. And I thought to myself, why? Mm. And why would someone do that? A good question for you, Jars.
Yes, Bern.
You get recognised everywhere. So when you're driving along, you don't want people to know your car or you don't want to know you're in the car. You know, at stoplights, you'd get this blue probably. Probably not. You pull back a little bit at the lights so you're not directly level with people. You know, you have to be sort of famous to realise these things. You put your hoodie on when you're walking down the street.
That's it, Bern.
So I did a bit more research and I found this audio.
By adding a personal touch to a normally impersonal piece of metal.
Yeah, it's just something that we wanted so that when we're driving around town, everyone knows who we are.
Now, people do it.
No.
So then people know who they are. Now, that bloke, I had one word for him.
What was that?
Kid. Right. So then we moved on. And I did a bit more research. And you know, Jazz, guess how much these things are worth.
Oh, what, $25?
Well, they're $180 to purchase to put on your car.
Yes.
And then they're $255 per year here in South Australia.
No.
Per year.
Oh, no.
And now, some of the research I've done on these cars, the number plates are worth double what the bloody car's worth. Get your priorities right for starters.
Coming, Bern.
Right. After looking up some of these, there's some clear categories that these fall into.
Right.
Now, the first category. Now, this is a Sean Craig Murphy category.
Right.
This is the teeny girls category. They just got their license, got their first car.
Yes.
You know, for example, SEXC, sexy. That's clever.
Nice.
L84AD8, late for a date. Clever. What
like
I'm Murph. Love you. Too hot, too handle. You know, that sort of stuff.
That's it.
Second one. This is Jared.
Our producer.
The young, full of testosterone bloke.
That's it.
Not bad. V8 muscle. Tough enough. Fight Club, Fatty Six. Actually, Fatty Six. Who are the other five? Anyway, third one. This is you, Jars.
Yeah,
this is the midlife crisis crew.
Yes.
Moist.
Yeah.
Camo. Cougar. Single again.
Yes.
And then the last one, which is my favourite category.
This is it, Bern.
Is Bluey's crew.
Yes.
The big ego small crew.
Yeah.
So, here's a couple of examples. Donga, 69.
Yeah.
IVA B1G1. Do you know what that says, Jazz?
No, Bern.
I have a big one. Don't hate me.
Yeah.
Too fast for you. Too tough. And this one, which actually you can get this one for free because they're giving it away and I don't really understand it. Big ego, small crew. Bluey 214.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure what that is. I don't know what it is, but they're all genuine registered number plates. Do you have a couple of examples for each other, maybe?
Well, I've got another one for Bluey. Stickman.
Stickman.
And Sean Craig Murphy, Nutsack.
No.
What? I've got one for you.
I've got one for you.
Ineligible, because you'd never be able to pronounce it.
Well, I've got one for Sean Craig Murphy.
Oh,
TNDRLPS.
What's that?
What's that say? Tinder lips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got one for you, Jazz.
Of course you have.
I got one for you, Jazz. COCKHD02.
What's that?
Kid. And then your footy number.
And he's thrown your footy number in there just to make in case no one knew. Hey, but boys, I drove past Nixie's house the other day.
Yes.
And he had a number plate on his car. It was brand new. I thought it must have been a name for his dog, but it was OWEN6. You know what that spells, Jazz?
What's that, Bird?
0-6.
Oh,
the only thing that could worsen that, I don't want to drive past his house come late October, Jars. And he's got another sparkling new one saying O-W-E-N 1-7. 0-17. No! No, please, no!
Poor Nixon.
Motor Reds, don't let it happen!